USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A man has been apprehended following accusations of deliberately driving his vehicle into a security gate at an FBI office in Georgia. According to officials, the suspect attempted to tailgate another vehicle in order to gain access to the facility, but security protocols thwarted his efforts. Footage from the incident depicted the front of the car severely damaged, situated just within the gate perimeter in Chamblee, located north of Atlanta. Authorities have reported no injuries, and the identity of the suspect remains undisclosed. As of now, no details regarding a possible motive have been made public. An Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria. Former senior director of the National Security Council, Michael Allen, says he expects Iran will respond.
I think they'll want something that's more than symbolic, but short of outright declaration of war with Israel, because neither Hezbollah or Iran want that.
Iran has confirmed the commander's death, stating he was involved in shipping weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Upon Congress's return from Easter recess next week, lawmakers may consider voting on further aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson mentioned during an interview on Fox News that he proposed supplemental aid that includes funding not only for Ukraine, but also for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region. Crews are initiating a crucial phase in the process of reopening the port of Baltimore. The Coast Guard has declared the establishment of a temporary channel for commercially essential vessels close to the area affected by the collapse of the Key Bridge. President Biden set to visit Baltimore Friday to meet with state and local officials involved in efforts after the bridge collapse. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden and his team are working with Governor Moore, the congressional delegation, Mayor Scott, and numerous state and local officials to reopen the port.
The time and location of the president's visit have not been announced. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The Israeli government was temporarily out of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hands over the weekend as he underwent a hernia operation.
The hernia reportedly uncovered Saturday during a routine checkup. Netanyahu's office saying Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Justice Yariv Levin temporarily took over Netanyahu's duties during the procedure.
That's USA's Ryan Daniels reporting. The Israeli Prime Minister has had hernia surgery at least once before, back in 2013. Benjamin Netanyahu is aiming to shut down Al Jazeera in Israel, vowing immediate action after a new law against the Qatar-based news outlet was passed. He accused Al Jazeera of supporting Hamas's October attack and alleged some of its journalists collaborated with the militant group. The Biden administration is expressing concern, citing freedom of the press. In February, more than a third of home purchases were made with cash, as indicated by a recent report by the real estate firm Redfin. These figures emerge amidst persistently high mortgage rates. The proportion of all cash purchases nearly matches the peak of 38% from back in 2013. Redfin also notes a substantial increase in the median down payment for homes, rising by over 24% compared to last year. Filing tax returns has become a source of stress for Gen Z. A survey conducted by Cash App Taxes reveals that one out of every four individuals in that age bracket feels the need to seek therapy to cope with the anxiety of tax filing. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.